今天跟大家能在一起真的是我的 很荣幸的一件事情。
I am very grateful to God for you as a church and especially for your pastor.
我也是因着大家能够来到这个 church, 来到这个教会，也为着我们的牧师来感谢上帝。
Seminary professors are not supposed to have favorite students.
作为神学院的教授不应该有自己特别喜欢的学生。
But I must admit that your pastor is one of my favorite students.
我必须要承认牧师，你们的牧师是我最喜欢的学生之一。
He is not only a scholar, but also a godly man and a leader in missions, especially in China.
他不仅仅是一个学者，他也是一个属神的人，他而且是在中国的这个宣教是一个领袖。
You are very blessed by God to have him as your
pastor. Amen. 我们因为有这个牧师，我们真的是很感谢神，大大的受神的祝福。
I want to begin this morning by making a confession.
今天早晨我首先想承认一件事。
Like many Christians, for much of my Christian life, this whole area of Christian mission was not a very high priority.
就像很多的基督徒一样，其实在作为这个神的宣教这个事情上，在我的整个的基督教的生活当中，开始还不是我生活的最高的这个目标。
Then about 20 years ago, my understanding of Christian mission began to undergo somewhat of a revolutionary change.
但是呢，大概在20年前，我对于神这个基督教宣教这件事情开始有了一个革命性的转变认识。
I discovered how God means for Christian missions to be a vital part of every believer's experience of truly knowing God and knowing His will for their lives.
我发现了上帝是如何的认为宣教是信徒真正的知道他和经历他在生命中旨意的重要的一个环节。
I've learned how God loves to pour out His blessing on those churches and those individuals who will dare to align their purpose more with His mission purpose for the world.
我也是认识到上帝是如何的爱和祝福那些人，那些人和教会呢，就让自己的生命的目标和生活的目标与上帝的宣教计划合二为一。
Our text this morning, Psalm 67, is an expression of how someone prays when they have aligned their life purpose with God's purpose for the world.
我们今天早上的经文，也就是这个诗篇第67篇，这就表达了当人把自己的个人的生活的目的与上帝的宣教的旨意和一致的时候，是如何的去祷告。
Here I want you to see two things.
我想让大家能够看到两点。
The great purpose of God for the world.
是上帝对万邦和万国的伟大的计划。
And the great blessing of God associated with aligning your life purpose more with God's purpose revealed here.
另外一个就是当我们把我们自己的生活目标与上帝的这个旨意一致的时候，上帝是如何的大大的祝福我们。
In this psalm, we learn that God's great purpose is to be known and to be worshipped among all the nations.
在这个诗篇中间，我们读到上帝的旨意其实是有两方面，一个是让万邦都知道他，另外一个是让万民都敬拜他。
In verse 2, we see how the psalmist prays for all nations to participate in the privileges God had given to Israel.
在第二节我们也是看到这个诗人在为万邦在上帝给以色列这种特权中有份而祷告。
Here he prays that your way may be known on earth, your saving power among all nations.
在这里他祷告说，好叫世界得知你的道路，万国得知你的救恩。
The psalmist is praying here that God would reveal His way or His will to all the earth, just as He had to Israel.
诗人在这儿祷告的是说，是愿意上帝像对以色列人一样，把他的旨意和道路向全世界、全万邦来彰显。
And the climax of that will is the good news of God's saving power among all nations through the eternal Christ.Later to be revealed through Jesus.
而这个上帝旨意的顶峰呢，就是上帝要通过这个永远的基督来救赎万邦的这个好消息，而这个基督呢，在以后就会被在耶稣身上所展示出来。
The salvation spoken of here is not merely referring to the conversion of the nations, but their salvation in a much broader sense than just conversion.
我们所说的这个救恩，它不仅仅是停留在把这个万邦转回归来回到上帝那里，而这个救恩是有一个更大的一个意义。
Notice in verse 1, the psalmist uses words drawn from the ancient blessing of God's peace or shalom found in Numbers chapter 6.
在第一节的时候我们看到就是诗人在引用了从民数记第六章二十六节所用的一个很古老的上帝的一个祝福。
Their salvation is referred to as may God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us and give us peace, or the Hebrew word shalom.
在这个二十六节上帝的祝福或者是救恩是说愿耶和华使他的脸光照你赐恩给你愿耶和华向你仰脸赐你平安这里平安就是希伯来文 shalom 这里诗人所祷告的就是让上帝完全的救恩降在所有的外邦人的身上
This means he is praying not only for the restoration of their broken relationship with God.
这意味着他的祷告不仅仅是限制在与上帝关系重新的建立。
He is also praying for the restoration of their broken relationships with others, with themselves, and with all of the order of creation.
他同样也是祷告说这样的关系的建立不仅仅是在他与上帝之间而是在他与众人之间甚至是众人与众人之间还有我们和创造之物之间
You see, the good news of salvation is that through the life, death, and resurrection of Christ, our God now rules and reigns over all things.
这关于救恩的这个好消息其实是通过耶稣基督的降生受死和复活上帝可以在所有的事情上都有掌管
As our Savior, he now promises all who believe in him,Not only the forgiveness of sins and a new heart, but also a new world.
在他的应许中间不仅仅是包括了给我们与罪的对罪的赦免和给我们一个完全的新的心但是呢他更进一步的为我们所展示了一个新的世界。
God's mission in the world is not only restoring a broken people, but restoring a broken planet.
上帝的宣教的计划不仅仅是重新让被掳的人回归而且是让整个一个破碎的星球回到上帝面前。
This means that God's purpose for the world and the church is not merely the renewal of human souls, but also the renewal of all things under Christ.
所以上帝在我们这个世界和在我们这个教会上的旨意不仅仅是让我们个人的灵魂重新回到上帝的面前而是让所有的被造之物都回到上帝的面前。
Colossians 1:20 Paul writes, For God was pleased through Christ to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven.
在哥罗西书一章二十节保罗写道因为父神欢喜他既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平便借着他叫万有无论是地上的还是天上的都与自己和好。
Here we learn the important truth that God's purpose for the world includes not only the salvation of a people from all nations, but also the creation of a new heaven and a new earth.
所以我们在这里可以看到上帝对于整个万邦的计划不仅仅是让所有万民能够重新回到上帝里面而且是包括的整个的世界他要再创造一个新的天和新的地。
This is why the Christian hope is not merely that one day when we die, we will go to heaven to be with Jesus.
所以呢我们基督徒的希望不仅仅是停留在有一天我们死了以后就会上天堂与耶稣基督在一起。
But our hope is also that one day Jesus is coming back and he is going to bring heaven down to earth.
我们的希望还包括在有一天耶稣基督会荣耀的回来会把新天新地带到我们中间。
In the meantime, we are living in between the resurrection of Jesus and the restoration of all things.
而现在我们是活在一个中间状态，这个中间状态是在耶稣基督复活的以后和耶稣基督再来恢复一切之前。
And during this time, we are meant to be aligning our purposes with God's purposes to make all things new.
所以在这么一段时间，我们应该把我们的生活的目的和上帝的旨意合在一起是使来更新万物
It's been said that there are five global giants that are now ravaging the lives of billions of people around the world
大家经常会听说到在现在呢在世界上有五个恶魔 使我们的生活非常的困难。
Number one, the greatest one is spiritual emptiness.
最大的就是一个灵命上的空虚。
And this void is filled only through Jesus Christ.
而这个灵命上的空虚只有通过耶稣基督才能够被填补。
But there is also corrupt leadership.
当然我们也知道有这种腐败的这种领袖。
Number three, there is extreme poverty in our world.
还有很贫困的地方。
Number four, there is pandemic disease.
第四点就是一个传染病。
And number five, there is rampant illiteracy.
第五点也就是很多没有受教育的人。
The good news is that one day these global giants will be no more.
好的消息就是当终归有一天，这些所有的这五个恶魔都会从地球上被消除。
Revelation 21:4 tells us.There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things will pass away.
在启示录21:4告诉我们，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
In the world to come, there will be no more injustice or racism or prejudice.
在新的世界，将来的这个世界里面，不会有偏见，也不会有不公义。也不会有这种种族歧视。
There will be no more murder or rape or divorce or chemical dependence.
那也不会有这种谋杀或者是强奸，也不会有离婚，也不会有吸毒这些情况。
The Bible paints for us a majestic final vision when all things that are wrong will finally be made right.
圣经让我们看到一个伟大的最后的一个画面，在那个画面里面，所有错误的事情都被纠正过来。
A time when all darkness will be dispelled by light.
在那个时候，所有的黑暗都会被光明所驱走。
A time when all crookedness will finally be made straight.
在那个时候，所有的弯曲、邪恶的事情都会被纠正。
A time when what Augustine called the city of God will replace the city of man.
在那个时候，一个上帝之城就会取代这个人类之城。
And it is with these graphic pictures in our minds that we are meant to align our life purpose with God's purpose.
就有这些生动的画面在我们脑海里，就激励着我们，让我们把自己的生活的目标与上帝这个完全的旨意合在一起。
And that purpose is making His invisible kingdom visible over not only human hearts but over all of life.
这个旨意就是让看不见的上帝能够让我们彰显出来，能不仅仅是通过我们人类。的改变，而是通过所有事情的改变。
The only way to make any ultimate sense of your story is to understand how it fits into God's story.
就像是我们所读的这个 story 这个故事一样，我们要知道我们自己的故事，就要把我们自己的故事完全的融入上帝的故事、上帝的计划当中。
Your life is meant to be swept up into seeing God's purposes for the nations fulfilled in and through you while you are alive.
我们生活的目的就是要见证上帝的旨意通过我们在万邦中实现。
The psalm then goes on to show us that God's great purpose is not only to be known as Savior by all nations, but also to be worshipped by all nations.
在诗篇又继续往下讲，就是表明了上帝的大的旨意不仅仅是愿意他把被自己人们都认识他作为这个救赎主，而且是让人类所有的万邦万民都来敬拜他。
Notice verse 3 and verse 5.
我们可以看一下第三节和第五节。
May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you.
神啊，愿列邦都称赞你，愿万民都称赞你。
Notice verse 4.
我们看第四节。
Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon the earth.
愿万国都欢乐欢呼，因为你必按公义、公正审判万民。引导世上的万国。
The end of verse 5 reads that all the ends of the earth will fear him or worship him.
在第五节结束的时候说到地的四极都要敬畏他或者是敬拜他。
Here we learn that God's primary purpose for creating the world is so that all the nations of the world would know him, would praise him, and find their joy in him.
在我们可以看到上帝创造整个世界的旨意就是让所有的被造之物都能够认识他，能够赞美他，能够在他里面享受他。
This is why the world exists.
这就是为什么这个世界存在的原因。
This is why the church exists.
这就是为什么教会存在的原因。
This is why you exist.
这就是为什么你存在的原因。
To glorify God by enjoying Him and helping to extend the worship and enjoyment of God to all nations.
我们通过来享受上帝和把他的国度开辟和把对他的敬拜扩展到全地，这样来敬拜他。
Author and pastor John Piper put it this way.
John Piper 这是一个做一个牧师，他这样说。
Missions is not the ultimate goal of the church.
宣教不是教会的最终的目的，而敬拜才是教会最终的目的。
Missions exist because worship doesn't.
因为有宣教，因为没有敬拜，所以有宣教。
Worship is ultimate, not missions, because God is ultimate, not man.
敬拜是最终的，而宣教不是最终的，因为上帝是最终极的，而人不是最终极的。
But the reason why most of us don't cherish and glorify God more is because we're often unknowingly cherishing, worshiping, and serving idols.
但是我们因为我们经常不知不觉的去敬拜，去服侍那些假神，我们就忘记了去敬拜，去服侍我们的上帝。
An idol can be defined as anything we look to for ultimate happiness other than Jesus Christ.
而这些假神的定义就是我们从他们那里去寻求我们的最终的快乐，而不是从耶稣基督那里。
These are things like our possessions or pleasure or approval or power or comfort that we look to instead of the true God.
这些事情呢，就包括我们的工作，我们的享乐，还有别人对我们的认可，还有权力，还有生活的舒适，这些都我们都把放在真正上帝的之前。
We do not live in a time of spiritual peace, but a time of great spiritual battle.
现在我们并不是生活在一个属灵的这个平安当中，其实我们是正生活在一个属灵的征战当中。
And the battle of all battles, the battle of the universe, is the battle for the affections of our hearts.
所以所有征战中最重要的征战就是宇宙之战，就是我们的心。
And so for us to know God's purposes fully in our lives requires us to do two things.
所以要真正的了解上帝在我们生命上的旨意，我们必须要认识两件事情。
Number one, to identify and turn away in repentance from all our idols we're looking to for ultimate happiness.
所以呢，我们第一呢，我们要认识到那些我们所转向的那些偶像，所以我们要从那些偶像中回转回来。
Then we must turn to Christ in faith and obedience, drinking deeply from that well that never runs dry.
然后我们必须要转向上帝，去信靠，去顺服，从他那永远不干的井中喝水。
Only then can we begin to know and experience God's purpose for our lives as we glorify God by enjoying Him forever.
只有这样我们才能够知道和经历上帝在我们身上的旨意，就是我们通过enjoy, 就是享受上帝来敬拜他。
In Psalm 67, we also learn that God greatly blesses his people for the sake of the nations.
在诗篇67篇我们也同样可以看到上帝因为万国的缘故来祝福他的百姓。
The psalmist knows that God's great purpose is that he be known and worshipped among all the nations.
这个诗人知道上帝最大的旨意就是让万国万邦都能认识他并且敬拜他。
So his response is to pray that God would pour out his great blessing on Israel so that this great purpose would happen.
所以呢，他对此的回应就是为上帝，就是求上帝把他大大的祝福降在以色列人身上，这样呢，上帝的最大的旨意能够被万邦所认识。
Notice the strong link between verses 1 and 2 found in the word that or so that.
我们可以看到在第一节和第二节中间有一个非常关键的词语，就是好叫。
Verse 1 reads,May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us.
第一节说到愿神怜悯我们，赐福于我们，用眼光照我们。
Now note verse 2.
我们注意看第二节。
So that your ways may be known on earth and your salvation among all the nations.
好叫世界得知你的道路，万国得知你的救恩。
It's as if the psalmist is saying this.
这好像这个诗人是在这样说。
Lord, bless us with the highest of your blessings, so that we in turn might pass on those blessings to all the nations.
他好像是在这样祷告说，神啊，求你大大的祝福以色列民，这样我们可以回过来把你的祝福给向万邦来彰显。
This pattern or theme of being blessed by God in order to be a blessing to the nations is found throughout the scriptures.
我们可以看到整本圣经里面都有这些通过上帝的祝福而成为别人祝福的这些事例。
What was the reason God gave to Abraham in Genesis 12? Why he was so blessed by God?
为什么在创世纪22章第二节，上帝给亚伯拉罕那么大的祝福。
The Bible says, so he would be a blessing, and in him all the families of the earth should be blessed.
在圣经里说到，他被祝福，因为他要成为万国的祝福。
What was the reason God gave to Moses in Exodus 19? Why Israel was delivered from captivity in Egypt?
在出埃及记19章第四节到第六节，神给摩西为什么把以色列人带出埃及地的原因就是
It was so that they would become a kingdom of priests to all nations.
他们可以在万邦中成为祭司的国度。
What was the reason that God gave to Solomon in 2 Chronicles 9 for why he had been given the blessing of such great wisdom?
为什么上帝在历代志9章22节到23节的时候给所罗门王那么大的智慧？
It was so that all the kings of the earth would seek God.
遍地的国王都会来寻求上帝。
What was the reason that God gave to David in 1 Samuel 17? Why he was blessed with victory over Goliath?
为什么在撒母耳记上17章46节，上帝给大卫他这样的祝福，能够战胜哥利亚？
The Bible says it was so that all the earth would know there is a God in heaven.
原因就是要让万邦都知道在以色列人中间有神。
What was the reason God gave to Daniel in Daniel 6 for why he was miraculously spared in the lion's den?
在但以理书6章25节到26节，为什么上帝给但以理这样的一个奇迹，让他能够奇迹般的在狮子洞中得以存活？
Daniel 6 tells us it was so that all the peoples, nations, and languages in the earth would tremble and fear the God of Daniel.
就是为了让各族、各邦、各国能够在但以理神面前恐惧战惊。
Please hear this very important lesson.That we learn from these many examples in scripture.
我们大家要注意看这么一个重要的故事，让我们从这些经文中间所了解到。
The reason that God blesses you is so that you will be a blessing to the nations.
神之所以要祝福我们，是因为我们要成为万国的万邦的祝福。
God promises blessing to his people because he wants them to be a blessing to the nations.
上帝应许给他的民祝福，就是因为他要让他的民成为万邦的祝福。
Therefore, we should boldly pray for blessing on ourselves for the sake of the nations.
所以当我们祷告的时候，我们应该勇敢地为着万邦的原因求神给我们祝福。
Never forget this truth.
我们不要忘记这么一个事实，这么一个真理。
God loves to pour out his blessing on those individuals and churches who will dare to radically align their purposes with his for the nations.
对于那些个人或者教会，勇敢地把自己的目标和上帝的计划合在一起，上帝是会大大的祝福。
But this does not mean that such blessing is without God-ordained suffering.
但是呢，并不是表示这些大大的祝福不会有从神而来的这些苦难。
I would like to challenge you today to become more actively involved in missions than you have ever been in your life.
今天我想挑战大家，能够把自己更多的比以前更多的来融入上帝的计划当中。
But in issuing such a call, I must also tell you that if you accept God's call to radically realign your life purpose with His, you are accepting a call to suffer in His name.
但是我在同时在给大家这个挑战的同时，我要告诉大家，如果我们愿意把自己生活的目标与上帝这个大的宣教的这个目标合在一起的话，我们同时也愿意表示要接受上帝所给我们的各种各样的苦难。
In John 20, 21, Jesus said, As the Father has sent me, so I send you.
在约翰福音二十章第二十一节，耶稣说：“就像上帝，就像天父差遣我一样，我来差遣你们。”
Jesus knew that suffering was not just the cost, but also the only God-ordained means by which his salvation could come to the nations.
耶稣知道这些苦难不仅仅是代价，而是上帝通过他的这些苦难，把他的救恩传到外邦。
Paul wrote, "All who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus." Will be persecuted.
保罗也写到，那些愿意把自己的在耶稣基督当中过一个圣洁生活的人，必定要受逼迫。
German pastor Dietrich Bonhoeffer referred to this call of God on your life in this way.
有一个德国的这个牧师叫 Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
When Jesus calls you to come to Him, He calls you to come and die so that you might finally live.
这个牧师在谈到上帝对他的呼召的时候，他说：“当耶稣宣召你的时候，他是宣召你出来为他而死，这样你才会有永生。”
But please understand, I am not issuing this call to you out of guilt or duty, or merely for God's sake.
但是我想让大家能够知道，我这样呼召大家，并不是因为因为大家的负罪感，或者是因为大家有这个责任，或者是仅仅是因为上帝的原因。
Or radically aligning your purpose with God's purposes is also for your sake.
为着你们自己的原因，也是应该把你们生活的目标与上帝的目标合在一起。
Jesus teaches that the benefits far exceed any of the costs.
耶稣基督告诉我们，这样的好处远远超过所付的代价。
Hear the promise of Jesus.
这是耶稣基督给我们的应许。
I tell you the truth.
我实实在在告诉你们。
Or brothers, or sisters, or mother, or father, or children, or fields, for me and the gospel.
人为我和福音撇下房子或者弟兄或者姐妹、妇女、父母、儿女、田地
，will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life.
没有在今世不得到百倍的。然而你们还要有逼迫，在来世必得永生。
Jesus is saying here that if you will sacrificially commit yourself to His global cause, He promises to so reward you in the process that afterwards you will not even be able to speak of having sacrificed anything.
耶稣基督所说的就是，如果我们愿意把自己牺牲出来，到他的全球的这种宣教的目的当中，当他的应许就是到最后所给我们的奖赏是如此的大，我们到最后都忘记我们所受的这些逼迫和苦难。
I close with this reminder.
我记得有这样的一件事情。
Here Jesus calls you to think about your sacrifices for the gospel in a way that rules out all self-pity.
当耶稣基督把我们呼召出来去跟他的大使命相称的时候，他其实让我们就是忘记自己的小我，而把融入到他的伟大的计划当中。
You are simply denying yourself a lesser good for a greater good.
我们把我们自己那些不是最好的东西去否认，而把自己投入到他最好的这个好的东西当中。
Jesus taught that the only way to ever truly find your life is to lose it and give it away for Him. And for his purposes.
耶稣基督教导我们，寻求永生的唯一的想得到生命，就是要失上生命，而且把生命因着他的缘故和因着他的旨意的缘故给他。
Never forget.
大家不要忘记。
God takes great pleasure.
上帝非常的喜悦。
In pouring out his power and manifesting his blessing.
把大大的祝福那些人。
On those individuals and churches who will dare to radically align their purpose with His purpose for the nations.
那些人，那些个人或者是教会，勇敢的把自己的目标和上帝对万国的目标合在一致，与这些目标一致。
And God grant us grace to do just that as individuals and as a church.
我们祷告神用他的恩典和慈爱，让我们能够在每个个人和教会身上，所以他的名在万邦中都被知道。
Amen.
Amen. 我们一起祷告。
Our Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父，
we ask you to glorify your name.
我们祷告请求你来彰显你的名，荣耀你的名。
And we ask you to do that by causing your kingdom to come and your will to be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们求你的国降临，求你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
We ask you to do that through our lives individually and through this church corporately.
主啊，我们求你能够利用我们个人和利用这个教会来完成这样的使命。
Lord Jesus, as prophets, speak your truth through us.
耶稣基督，我们的主，作为先知，向我们彰显你的真理。
As priests, reconcile the lost to yourself through us.
作为大的祭司，因着他的舍己，我们可以与你和好。
And as king, use our lives to make the crooked straight.
作为君王，用我们的生命来使那些弯曲悖逆的事。
Until our portion of the earth reflects more your will in heaven.
让那些悖逆的事成为正直，让我们的旨意让你的旨意在我们这个事身上彰显。
We ask this for your name's sake and for the fame that will be brought to you.
我们祷告奉你得胜的名。
Amen.
Amen.